The easiest way to get people mixing and to feed a crowd is a buffet, right? Right. But Noelle Carter has figured out some new tips for that buffet, and they could change how you approach it and maybe how much you spend. Noelle runs the LA Times Test Kitchen and writes the Daily Dish column, which included one called Buffet Psychology 101. Noelle, it's great to have you back.
It's so good to be back. Thank you.
So how do you set up a buffet? What do we need to know?
You know, there are three main tips that I like to keep in mind whenever I'm arranging a buffet and having a bunch of people over. The first thing I like to do is organize the food layout. Have a definite beginning and ending to the buffet so your guests don't rush the table like some NFL defense line. What I'll try to do is set up my silverware and plates at the beginning of a buffet so people kind of get a sense of where they need to start because they got to pick up their plates first. And then I always think about the plate size. You know, people are going to fill up their plates no matter what size you give them. If you give them a 12-inch plate, they're going to fill it up. But if you give them an 8-inch plate, they'll fill that up too. And why waste extra food? Give them a slightly smaller plate. They can always come back to the buffet and get seconds. And this will minimize leftovers and wasted food.
Right.
One other thing I like to do is organize the food according to, you know, how expensive the food is. Stick all of your cheaper items, the lower cost foods at the beginning, and all of your higher priced items at the end. Start with the rolls and the salads at the beginning. That way people will fill up their plates with the cheaper items. And then when they get to the big ticket items like, you know, your main courses or your roast, that's all at the end. And they won't have as much plate space. And so they won't be filling it up with as much of the expensive items.
That is brilliant. I never thought of that. But all those buffets and restaurants...
Mm-hmm.
The shrimp and the lobster and all of that is at the end.
It's always at the end.
Okay.
You know, it's great because these are things people aren't, it's not like you're obviously telling them anything, but if you strategically, you know, place things in certain places, start your buffet at a certain end, it's amazing how organized it'll be and how nice it'll feel for the guests when they're actually filing through.
Yeah, and it's not that you want to deny people anything, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But you want to make it easy for everybody.
Right. What about, there's always this debate, plastic or the real stuff? Like, for instance, with glasses, with utensils. What's your take on that?
You know, I guess it depends on the size buffet. I used to cater a lot, and we still throw big parties at our house. And if it's a small enough gathering, sometimes, you know, I'll splurge on the fine china and the silverware. But whenever I can help it, I always go with disposables. You can throw it away or recycle it if you'd like, and you don't have to worry about breakage. Nothing worse than having to deal with broken glasses or broken plates.
And you don't think it makes a big difference?
You know, I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, it's about the people that you're gathering with and the quality of the food. If it's a great dish, I don't care if I'm eating it with a plastic fork or a regular fork. And you can get such great disposable ware now.
Hey, Noelle, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And you have a great holiday.
You too.
Noelle Carter writes the Daily Dish column in the Los Angeles Times.